Vortex Temporum. Composers and the inner thoughts about this and that. A podcast by Lee Mina and Art Nutin.
It must have been in the 80s when Portugal won the Roller Hockey World Championship. I was a child and looked every time I could the games on the TV. It was the time when I decided to be a roller hockey player. I then bought the book about hockey. I read it and placed it on the shelf. I never learned how to roll. Later, I was quite sure I wanted to be a scuba diver and started to gather the Jacques Cousteau magazines, which I still have. The fascination I have for the underwater realm persists, albeit I have not pursued scuba diving as a profession. When I became a composer, I hadn't decided I would be one. I just started doing music, improvising, and learning music notation by my own. I started buying every book that was available in second-hand bookstores, that I still have. One of them from that time was a Reçu de Composition from the Paris Conservatoire, with complicated score examples from obscure composers. I'm not sure I can tell what I have learned from it, but it surely piqued my curiosity and made me move further. When Diana Nuno asked me if I would do a podcast, I knew what it was, but I still bought a book about podcasts. I kept it unopened. Possibly the theme of this podcast is, how do you become a composer? In fact, the question could also be, how do you become anything? Is it by reading books? By going to an university course? By hearing podcasts? There are a few people that will say that you cannot learn how to be a composer. You may read lots of books, hear tons of hours of music, but eventually, you'll never succeed to be a composer. But how do you become a composer? And what means to be a composer? And can you rationally decide to be a composer? Thank you. Some years ago, a student asked me if I knew why did I become a composer. One of those questions you make when you already have the answer kept in readiness. The answer is in fact quite complex, like all things that are very simple. If I had said because I like to hear and play with sounds, it would not have been with the academic profoundness that this student might want to hear. But in fact, here's the answer. Because I like to hear music, to play with new sounds, to express ideas through sound, and because I like risk. Risk, a fascinating word. It probably derives from the old Italian word risco, which was used by early Venetian sailors to describe cliff, a danger to shipping emanating from sandbanks. I do appreciate this definition, because for me to compose means to be able to dive into a domain that you don't control totally, to be able to throw yourself in unstable territories. To be able to accept the possibility of failure. To enjoy risk. For me, it is a driving force to keep going, composing and exploring. Remember what I've said at the beginning of this podcast about being a composer. Maybe the real mission of a composer is to fail to be something and break the boundaries of what you consider to be a composer. Maybe the mission, if there is one, is to expand the boundaries, hear things differently, revise classical distinctions, like the one between noise and music, art and not art. Create through your music the potential of discussion. Create forms to express it.
You listen to Luis Antonio Spina. This episode was released on the 5th December 2023. Vortex Temporum is a podcast by Limina and Arte no Tempo.